Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very special story, and it's about the 23rd day of Sivan. What is the 23rd day of Sivan? So, if you go back to the story of Purim, and you'll see that on the 23rd day of Sivan, something very special happened. What happened that day? Melech Achashverosh said to Mordechai, go and send written messages to the entire kingdom with your message that the Jewish people should defend themselves against their enemies on the 13th of Adar. Now, just to explain, the 13th of Adar was the day that there was already a gezerah, already a decree from the king, and it was a decree written by Haman, and the king signed it, that the Jewish people should be, chas v'shalom, wiped out entirely by Haman and his Amaleki friends. So when Haman was hung, Esther went to the king and asked if the decree against the Jewish people could be canceled. But the king said, no, the decree cannot be canceled. Why not? Because a decree is never allowed to be canceled in his kingdom. Only a different decree could be sent, so that the different decree could perhaps save them from the first decree. So therefore, what happened? They could not cancel the decree in which the 13th of Adar was supposed to be a day that the Jews would be, chas v'shalom, wiped out. However, a new decree was sent, and on the 23rd of Sivan, which is today, that's when the decree went out that the Jewish people should stand up for themselves and defend themselves against their enemies. And the decree was signed by the king. From this, we see that the 23rd of Sivan is a very special day on the Jewish calendar. It's a day in which a Jewish person, so to speak, is the owner of the world, meaning that what we want will be endorsed by the king. And we don't only mean King Achashverosh, who, of course, we know was actually an evil person. He was willing to go along with Haman. But rather, as our sages tell us in the Zayar, that when the Megillah says king, it's also a hint to the real king, to Hashem. And therefore, the 23rd of Sivan is a day when the king, meaning Hashem, tells us that what we decree, what the Jew decrees, represented by Mordechai, is endorsed by the king. And that is to say that when we ask for something or we decree something, that Hashem endorses our desires. And therefore today, the 23rd of Sivan, that Abba says, is a day in which everyone should daven to Hashem, write a letter to the Rebbe, if that is their custom, give brachas to others, and all sorts of other ways, asking Hashem to help us and bless us. And Hashem will grant these requests and these blessings and these desires. So therefore, let us use this very, very special and unique day, the day in which the decree written by Mordechai was endorsed by the king, which symbolically tells us, or spiritually actually takes place, that Hashem endorses, as the Zohar tells us, that Hashem endorses our blessings and our decrees and our requests and desires and prayers. And let us pray for all good things for us, personal things, family things, neighborhood things, things that have to do with our yeshivas or our schools, and especially what we are involved in right now, which is the destruction of the Haman of our times. That is the Khomeini of Iran, who is the Haman of our time, that he should be destroyed with all of his evil friends. And there should be a complete and total victory of the Jewish people over their enemies. And most of all, that this should show that Hashem is truly the master of the world. And from this comes the Geula through Mashiach. May it happen immediately and immediately and immediately, especially through your work and our work, in extra learning of Taita, and in this case, extra tefillos, and extra connections with Hashem, that the Geula should come immediately, the elimination of our enemy should happen immediately, and we should see Mashiach together with the rebuilding of the Beis Hamikdash now. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.